I'd like to ask Alderman Sangiello to do the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Thank you. The board president is ill tonight, which is why I am running the meeting. First, I'd like to have a moment of silence, if everybody could stand, for Dorothy Harney, mother of Alderman Jay Harney, who passed away quietly on December 30th, 2010, after a seven-year battle with Alzheimer's disease. Thank you. On your desk is a new docket book for 2011. And please be aware that this meeting is being both audio and video recorded. Because we have no committee reports, I will first call on Alderman Hesmahan, Chairman of Land Use, to assign public hearings.
Thank you, Madam Acting President. There is no report tonight. However, on page 2 of the docket, I'd like to be recognized to assign a public hearing for February 8, 2011. It's docket item number 7-11, Charles River Country Club, Inc. Petition for a special permit site plan approval and to extend a non-conforming use to create a short game practice area for its members and guests in a currently unimproved portion of an existing golf course. No buildings or structures are involved at 483 Dedham Street, Ward 8, on land in a district zone single residence 1. And that is the non-report report of the Land Use Committee this evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like the clerk to call the roll on first call. This is going to be the quickest meeting.
Alderman Albright.
Aye.
Alderman Baker.
Aye.
Alderman Blazer.
Aye.
Alderman Ciccone.
Aye.
Alderman Crossley.
Aye.
Alderman Danberg.
Aye.
Alderman Fishman. Alderman Friedman.
Aye.
Alderman Fuller. Alderman Fuller.
Fuller.
Alderman Gentile.
Aye.
Alderman Harney. Alderman Hesmahan.
Aye.
Alderman Johnson.
Aye.
Alderman Lappin.
Aye.
Alderman Linsky.
Aye.
Alderman Merrill.
Aye.
Alderman Rice.
Aye.
Alderman Salvucci. Alderman Sangiello. Alderman Schnipper.
Aye.
Alderman Shapiro.
Aye.
Alderman Swifton. Alderman Yates.
Aye.
President Lennon. The vote is 19 yeas with 5 absent.
Thank you. I wanted everybody to know that Alderman Salvucci is home and recovering, and we hope that Alderman Lennon will be recovering soon, too. We have no more work before the board, unless anybody else does. Alderman Baker would like to do a presentation on Alderman at Work, and he's going to invite some people from New TV to come in and help.
Madam Acting President, and it's my great privilege to present to you people who have worked very hard to put together the website and the programming that I'm going to show a brief, and I mean very brief, demonstration about in a moment. But these are the people that really made it happen. And the first is Ken Brady, who normally is behind this window, but he is... You know, Ken, we had to work this out because the last time he was in that closet, the doorknob came off and he was locked in. So he was texting everyone he could find to try and figure out how to get out. So this is his new escape route. I also want to recognize Bob Kelly, the Executive Director of Newton Community Access Television. And Jesse Kreitzer is, as you know, works with all of us on the Red Channel or Government Channel. He couldn't be here tonight, but he was also responsible for virtually all of the episodes in season 1 of Alderman at Work. We're now in season 2, just to show how time flies. And then I also want to introduce David Backer, who is with the new studio, and his wife, Alice. Alice Caprow, and they designed the website that we put together. And I want to point out that this is aldermanatwork.org. I'm going to show you a few things of it. It's not an official city site, but it is really a product of a collaboration between the board, New TV, and all of these talented people. And you all are the real stars of this show, and you're going to see that in just a minute. So let me, if I may, ask David Backer to come to make sure I don't drop a stitch in terms of the technical side, and we will just show you a few things. Now, what you see on the screen is I'm dim here, but it's actually, apparently, according to Ken, being broadcast in a much clearer image to those folks who are watching at home. So I will try and explain a little bit of the background. As all of you who are part of this series know, the purpose was to inform the general public in Newton about the work of the Board of Aldermen and those agencies that they interact with on a regular basis that also advise us. And we've produced over 25 episodes, and some in season one where we had different committees or different people involved, and so those are all now collected in this area on the right called the archive, which I will, David can point out, thank you, up here to the top, and I'll go show you that in a minute. And then the part of the challenge was to take all of these episodes and put them into a web-based format. This is really a first, as I understand it, and Bob Kelly can correct me, for Newton Community Television to put its content up on the web. So all of the episodes here are copyrighted by New TV, and they're maintained on a server that's controlled by New TV. And then Aldermen at Work, as a website, goes over and picks up this particular content and is organized it in the way you see. And I want to acknowledge the contribution of David Olson because he was extraordinarily helpful in thinking through some of the background of all of the work that we do here. And the way that the site is organized is that we created categories for the various episodes, like board operations and something called rules of the board. You remember there were little segments in the middle of the episodes where there's an explanation of how the board works. Those are collected as a series in this portion. I'm going to show you one on the board leadership involving Cheryl and Scott. There's one we did of the city clerk and the controller that's also on the site. The post audit and oversight committee, because it in effect looks it back and sees what in fact the board is asked to be done, is being done. And then the various aspects of the board's work on Newton's land. Again, there are overlaps with the zoning and planning committee, the land use committee, the community preservation committee, the real property reuse committee, the planning department, the inspectional services department, the law and planning departments, specifically on their interaction. And then on finance and taxes, the finance committee, the long-range planning committee, the citizen advisory group, the executive department, specifically Bob Rooney and Sarah Ecker, the assessors, and let me see if I can scroll down a little bit here. Public safety committee, the police department, the fire department, programs and services committee, on school committee, the school department, parks and recreation, the library, health and human services, elections and veteran services, and then on public buildings, utilities and roads, the public facilities committee, the public works department, the building department. And then finally, we also had interviewed the publisher and editor of the Newton Tab, and just for fun, Dr. Elliot Morris is an economist in Newton, who's a global financial expert, but also did a study about does it make sense to grow your seeds from scratch as an economist, and because we're the Garden City, I have a small interview there. So that's just for fun. But the let me show you a little bit about this. There's a you can click on this introduction, and I explain essentially what I've said now. But if I wanted to go to a specific episode like the board leadership, this, you know, can we go back here to the beginning? Can I just start there? Okay. Whoops, wait a minute. Thank you.
I'm Lyle Baker, President Emeritus of the Newton Board of Aldermen, and welcome to the second season of Aldermen at Work. And I'm here to introduce you to the work of the committees on the board and those who advise us, and tonight, those who lead us. Because tonight we're joined by President Scott Lennon and Vice President Cheryl Lappin. They're both here to explain what the Board of Aldermen does and how we do it in this term. Welcome to New TV.
Hey, thank you for having me, Lyle.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad to see you both.
Okay, and we go on with the episode, but I want to point out that there are links in each page for each of the committees. So, for example, if you click on Scott's link, it will take you to the web page for Scott. So each of you have, on your own page where you're appearing, there will be a link to your specific Board of Aldermen web page that David Olson and the staff here at City Hall have put together for you. And then we have, let's see, David, you're going to, oh, just to give you an example, this is the Land Use Committee. Again, there's a screenshot at the beginning of each of the committees in some capacity, and the same introduction occurs. I want to again acknowledge New TV for developing the introduction and all the wonderful music and everything else. That was all there were. Basically, I showed up and tried to sit down and ask questions. And each of the committees, like, again, Alderman Hesmahan, who gave such a wonderfully brief report, here he is again in Livingcolor, and you can see all of the things about him. And then also, if you're interested in the work of the committee, you click on this link and it takes you to the Land Use Committee page on the Board of Aldermen page. So we've tried to put in just enough information to provide the background for citizens who would like to know more, but not clutter it up, and it's really because David and the city and Alderman Shapiro and others have worked hard to make the city website more understandable. We were able to sort of pick pieces out of it. And so then one other thing, we have the links page, which there's a page here which just basic information about the Board of Aldermen, frequently asked questions, which echo some of the little short excerpts that I mentioned to you before, the board member contact list. So, for example, if citizens want to find out how to reach you, there it is right on the screen. So there are various pieces of this. We tried to create information that's relatively brief that citizens can go to when they look at a particular web page and then find their way back home. And as I indicated, the archive is prior episodes. And for those of you who pine for the opportunity to hear some of our departed colleagues, once again, they will be here ready for you to listen to them once more, just in terms of nostalgia, if nothing else. So that's the way the site is organized, and I'm glad to answer any questions. We're still trying to put some work into this to get it finally sorted out. Dave has worked very hard on this with Alice and Ken to make this go. Brian. It's www.aldermenatwork.org. And right now it's not live. It will be, I hope, by the next full board meeting. So this is to give you a preview of coming attractions. And on your desk is a copy of a DVD of the episode that you were in for season two. So I think we got everybody, except for Alderman Sangiolo, I regret to say, who was not able to attend the one session we did. But any questions? Again, thank you, David. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ken. Thanks, Jesse, in absentia. And thank all of you, because you are all the people that appeared on the show that really gave it the opportunity to explain what we do in the city, especially in this particular and wonderful body called the Board of Aldermen. Thanks.
And thank you, Alderman Baker, for putting this together. Thank you. Seeing no other business, Alderman Sangiolo, motion to adjourn.
All adjourned.